Now time for a locker room chat. I'm here with Valley Heights head coach Cody Trimble, and after their 56-8 losses against Wabunsee, and coach, this is a very good Wabunsee team that you guys just played.
Yeah, it is a very good team. Don't want to take anything away from them, but obviously the score shows we didn't come out and play the way that we're capable of playing either. Again, don't want to take anything away from them because they're a good football team, but I feel like we're better than the score showed, but at the end of the day, we just got to show up and get it done on Friday.
Absolutely. And talking about your guys' offense, your guys' run game, which has been so good, it was unable to get things going this past weekend. What do you think that was?
I think the biggest thing was turnovers. You know, I think counting, doing stats, we had 6 fumbles total. 4 of them we lost with an interception in the first half. You know, I don't know. I think we only punted 2 or 3 times the whole game, and most of those are because of self-inflicted penalties, stuff like that. So we were able to move the ball very well all night. We just couldn't hold on to it. And when you turn it over after a few plays, the yardage on the staff is never going to look great.
Yeah, moving forward past this game, you guys have a very important game against Smith Center. You guys have a chance to possibly make the playoffs with a win.
Yeah, like you said, another very good team in Smith Center. We're going to have to go out there and compete. You know, they got 46 kids on their roster for a 1A school. It's pretty impressive. So our young kids are going to have to make sure we're not playing scared, play low, and just fight for 4 quarters.
Now, how are you guys trying to get past some of those mistakes you made over this past weekend and try to move forward and try to avoid making them this upcoming Friday?
You know, a lot of it, I think, is just our young kids being in different spots every now and then, still trying to figure things out. We're working on them in practice, trying to get some of those wrinkles ironed out so that we can kind of play a little more mistake-free.
We're going to take a small break. We'll come back with Coach Trimble in just a bit here on Locker Room Chat. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble against Smith Center this upcoming weekend. We kind of talked about how good this team is, but what about this offense is going to be very difficult to stop?
Their size is going to be the biggest thing for us. You know, they got up front, they're very big, and then their fullback, 6'2" or 6'3", 230, and they got some big tailbacks also. It's not going to be a mystery what they're going to do. They've been doing the same thing for a very long time now, so we're just going to have to make sure that we play lower than them because we're not going to have the size advantage.
And talking about your guys' quickness and ability to get to the outside, how are you guys going to be able to try to do that against a Smith Center defense that's only allowed 21 points in the last 3 games?
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge. Again, the biggest thing for us is going to be taking care of the ball, being satisfied with 4 to 5 yards at a time, taking what they give us, not trying to push the issue, and causing mistakes.
And lastly, Coach, how important is it for your guys' team to, on top of avoiding the mistakes, but also execute the game plan you guys have set up for them?
Yeah, it's going to be very important. You know, execution, avoiding mistakes, all that has to come into play to have a chance to be the team like Smith Center.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time today and this season as well. Best of luck on Friday, and we hope to see you guys advance to the playoffs.
All right, thank you.
That was Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble here on a Locker Room Chat brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies.